There could be more warm and cloudy weather on Alaska's coast and more wildfire danger in the interior this summer if a temperature trend in the waters of the Pacific Ocean along the equator continues. The National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center today issued an El Niño watch, saying the weather pattern is more likely than not to develop this summer. Rick Toman is the Director of Climate Science and Services for Alaska.
At this point, it does look quite likely that we'll see that warmer water across the equatorial Pacific. That'll influence where those big thunderstorms develop in the tropics over the summer, and that pushes lots of heat and moisture into the mid and high latitudes of the Earth.
The moisture transported to the north becomes clouds in Alaska. El Niños were fairly common in the late 20th century, but have only shown up twice since 1998. Toman says because the jet stream is fairly weak in the summer, El Niño's effects to the north can vary, but a general pattern can still be seen in records of past events that developed between spring and summer.
When that's happened in the past, that has correlated with active fire years. It also does correlate to some extent with at least not cool summers, especially in coastal Alaska.
The reason for the greater fire risk is thunderstorms.
Because to get thunderstorms, of course, you need some moisture. Last year was a very warm summer across mainland Alaska, but there was unusually low thunderstorm activity, and that was a result of that big high pressure loft and really lack of low-level moisture. So to some extent, we need that moisture to get thunderstorms across inland Alaska.
The Climate Prediction Center says there is now a 65% likelihood of an El Niño developing this summer.